Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool breeze sweeps through Jerusalem tonight, perfect for a stroll under the stars. In Tel Aviv, the night remains comfortably warm, while Haifa enjoys a serene and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that Russia is on the verge of escalating tensions, threatening large-scale attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure earlier this hour. Also, Ynet says Iran launched ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan earlier today. The IRGC claims these are in retaliation for a U.S. attack on Iran's Larak Island. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post notes explosions were heard near a U.S. base in Jordan, following Iranian missile launches. Separately, Times of Israel highlights that U.S. forces struck Iranian launchers in Hormuz earlier today. The Revolutionary Guards have targeted Jordan in response. And finally, from Forward, Prime Minister Netanyahu urges far-right allies to unite. Meanwhile, Itamar Ben-Gvir, a far-right minister, is reportedly eyeing Netanyahu's position. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry views U.S. sanctions as a threat to international law. They argue no country should accept such actions. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, pointed to a Wall Street Journal story highlighting how great powers like Russia may overestimate their abilities in conflicts, referencing the situation with Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news earlier today. Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S., publicly condemned anti-Semitic remarks made by Hassan Piker during a CNN appearance. Let's go deeper, starting with Russia and Ukraine. Israel Hayom reports that Moscow is preparing extensive strikes on Ukrainian energy facilities. This follows accusations of Ukrainian attacks on Russian territories. If executed, these strikes could severely impact Ukraine's energy access as winter approaches. Turning to the Middle East, Ynet details that Iran fired ballistic missiles at American bases in Jordan. This morning, Jordan's defense systems intercepted 8 missiles, averting potential damage. This aggressive move by Iran could escalate tensions in the region significantly. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel notes that the U.S. retaliated by targeting Iranian missile launchers in Hormuz. The Revolutionary Guards have claimed casualties and have responded by targeting Jordan. This exchange marks a significant escalation in U.S.-Iranian hostilities, with regional stability hanging in the balance. Finally, on the political front, Forward reports that Itamar Ben-Gvir, a minister under Netanyahu, is under pressure. Netanyahu wants unity among right-wing allies, yet Ben-Gvir seems to have broader ambitions. This internal political struggle could shift Israel's leadership dynamics in the near future. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Palo Alto Networks is expanding its M&A strategy into AI, aiming to enhance its security offerings. This follows previous investments in notable Israeli companies like CyberArk. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, a trade war between the U.S. and Canada looms, with Canada planning to impose tariffs on 900 products. This decision could influence Israeli trade relations with North America. And finally, Walla Business covers a new desalination facility project set to supply 40% of Israel's drinking water. This initiative marks a significant step towards securing the country's water resources. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.